Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Presented by Mokarum Injury Lawyers.
Mokarum Injury Lawyers, baby. Hard as hell to say. Easy to dial. 281-222-2222. If you're out there, if you or a loved one is ever injured in an accident, you know who to call. Some fine folks over at Mokarum Law. How you like that right there, Ron? It sounded pretty good, didn't it?
There you go.
It sounded pretty good. Texans open preseason with Minnesota. At Minnesota, after being in West Virginia, a little cooler weather out there leading up to the game this Saturday. First time we're going to see the Texans in uniform in this 2025-26 season. And not real sure yet who's all going to play. DeMeco Ryans is on record of kind of being a little bit vague about it. Some starters will play, some starters won't. Some starters will see limited time. Pretty vague about what's going to happen Saturday. And I know there's a lot of folks out there that like to minimize, poo-poo the old preseason. But I'm just not one of them, boys. And last night, watching a little preseason action, I'll be honest with you, I didn't watch the Hall of Fame game last week.
You didn't have it in you?
I turned it on briefly, and I mean, I don't remember one snap. I'm sure I watched a couple, but I don't remember watching one snap. I remember it being on, but didn't get much out of it. So this was my real, I think the first time this year for me to sit down and watch a little bit of the game action. And what I saw in the Cincinnati-Philadelphia Eagles game, for me, got my wheels to spinning on these Texans, right? I mean, the Eagles handled it the way you would expect a defending Super Bowl team to handle it. I mean, Jalen Hurts was in sweats, ball cap backwards.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they chose to sit most of their starters. You can't sit all of them, but they chose to sit most of their starters. And on the other side of the field, you got the Cincinnati Bengals, who I believe are legitimately, as long as they got Joe Burrow, they're going to be in that second tier of teams in the AFC. I believe that's where the Texans live. If you want to rank those, the Texans, I think, are probably a little higher given the defensive issues in Cincinnati, given that the Texans beat them last year. I would probably put the Texans slightly ahead of them, but they're tier two teams. I think dealing with some issues, trying to get better, trying to take the next step, trying to slay the giant that is Pat Mahomes, trying to survive and advance in an AFC that has Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Pat Mahomes. So similar approach here. Ron, I loved what the Bengals did last night.
Did you?
I don't know if you saw this, but last night.
I was surprised.
Last night, the Bengals, they played their starters. Not only did they play their starters, but they approached the game like it was a real game. Joe Burrow was 9 of 10 passes for 123 yards and 2 touchdowns. Tanner Hudson caught one of those, and Jamar Chase caught a 36-yard touchdown. Jamar Chase actually caught the first before Tanner Hudson caught it. Jamar Chase caught a second touchdown, but it got called back for a chop block, so he actually would have had 2. But Jamar Chase had, I don't know, 4 or 5 catches, 70-some-odd yards. I did see where T. Higgins had a catch as well. The Tanner Hudson kid, I believe, is their go-to tight end. They played their starters, and they played Joe Burrow, and they approached it like it was a real game. Hell, they threw a damn screen to Jamar Chase, and he got tackled out there by 3 defenders at one point.
Third down, he got 6 yards on that screen. Yeah.
So, I love the approach, and here's why I love it for the Bengals. I think everybody's got to realize who they are. I think everybody's got to realize where you are as a team, whether it's offense or defense or both. The Cincinnati Bengals have had a few slow starts of late. Last year, they got off to an 0-3 start. I don't remember how it was bad pretty early for the Bengals. It was a slow start. They ended up winning 5 straight games to end the season and still miss the playoffs. That's how bad the starts were. Joe Burrow, Ron. Joe Burrow had taken 15 snaps in his 5 years in the NFL in preseason football. Last night, he threw 10 balls. I think he took 15 snaps. You said 16 or 15 or 16.
Yeah, they ran 16 plays.
I guess they don't count the penalty, right? Anyway, the slow start is such an issue in Cincinnati that they're going to change and tweak. They decided to change and tweak how they approach the preseason with their starting lineup. And this is something, Ron, I totally agree with. I the method to the madness of, hey, man, we can't sit around and play Joe Burrow 2 or 3 snaps all of preseason and then get pissed off because we have a slow start. I love the approach. I don't know if it's going to work. We'll see. But I love the approach. I don't think that the NFL preseason should be approached the same by every team out there just because there's a risk of injury. I think the teams that use it wisely end up benefiting from it. I watched the Bengals last night, Ron, and I can't help but think that is exactly what I want the Texans to do. I want the Texans to go out there, and I want the Texans to play C.J. Stroud. I want them to throw the football to Christian Kirk and Nico Collins. I want them, which I think they will. The majority of their offensive line is going to be out there anyway. I want those guys to get run, because if you evaluate, if you look at what's going on in Houston, this is a huge opportunity to go out there and get 15 to 20 snaps against an opponent that you hadn't been playing against for the last 2 weeks, an opponent that, and look, I know who the defensive coordinator is over there. They're going to probably bring some pressures and such, but it's going to be vanilla. They're not going to have any exotic blitzes and pressures out there against the Texans this week.
And if they do, that's fine. Like
CJ's got to know how to handle it,
and their whole unit needs right. to.
Well, it just and the thought there is a lot like the Bengals. You've got every reason under the sun why your offensive starters should play. You are installing an offense. You have championship aspirations. You've got a new offensive coordinator, new terminology. Your quarterback has more command of the offense at the line of scrimmage. The communication between him and his center. You're only going to get real time, real action reps at that a handful of times between now and the regular season. When it comes to your quarterback hearing the play call in the game situation from Nick Caley, the offensive coordinator, you're only going to get a handful of those reps before you have to do it in real time, and it really matters. The Texans have every much of a reason to play their offensive starters as Cincinnati did. In fact, I'll say they have more because Cincinnati, offensively, those guys have had more success than the Texans' top guys have had. So I'd watch that game last night, Ron, I'll be honest with you, I was surprised it happened. But when you listen to it and you understand the method to the madness, man, I like that approach to the game.
Yeah, they've had really, really slow starts every single year, yep. Even the years that they've been really good. Again, when they had the 11-play drive that resulted in a touchdown to kick off the game, I was absolutely floored that they walked back out.
Came back out.
I could not in any way believe it. But let me get your brain in your brain about this. Glenn, is this specific to this team that you're saying this? Or is this a deal of like, because for me last year, Bobby Slowick coming back year two. Mm-hmm. We knew Nico. Yep. Diggs is a vet. They mm-hmm. had a lot of time. Tank, we knew all that. I didn't need to see a lot of them.
Agreed.
Is that a this year thing because of the newness this year? Or are you just like, no, I think they need to get out there and get work every year regardless?
No. Well, I'm definitely a guy that I would go get work.
There is a risk to this,
sure,
right?
Sure, there's a risk. Yeah, there's a risk every time you step out on the field. No doubt about it. But this is the reason I think there needs to be a sense of urgency is because you're trying to – it starts with the quarterback, Ron, but it is the dynamic of you are trying to – you didn't go out and pay a bunch of offensive linemen, so you're trying to create and develop this level of physicality with that offensive line, and you're hoping like hell it's there. Your quarterback's communicating like he's never had to communicate before. You hope that works. Your play caller's calling plays for the first time. This is this particular unit. They tell you all the time. Nick and D'Amico tell you all the time. Every year is a new year. And is approached, viewed different, approached different. Okay, well, this is one approach that I could see 100% justifying. We got to play these guys more than maybe we're comfortable with. We got to weigh the risk versus the reward. The reward here is are you ready to play football? Because reps matter now. I mean, it's like Joe Burrow said last night, we're 15 reps better than we were the day before, right? And those were quality reps for the Bengals. And so I think it's this unit. I think it's this offensive coordinator. And I think it's the reality of you got to play some real football games sooner rather than later. And if you move at a snail's pace and pass on opportunities and then have a slow start and then don't communicate the way that you want to, or then you got offensive line, it's hard. It's going to be hard to stomach.
And I know you shouldn't think like this, but it is very, very weird to think to yourself, see Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, even Brown, Brown on the offensive line.
Yep.
This is a crew that has played together multiple years, same coach, right? Same play caller, I think. Tomorrow, the plan is from Andy Reid that Patrick Mahomes is going to play a quarter. That whole offense is going to play a quarter.
Bundle of Rooski Doo.
I know you shouldn't do that, but then to think when you look at those two groups that they've all played together, there's not a lot of new parts. parts. Yeah. There's not new play callers. There's not those groups have been together. To think those groups are up there talking about playing a quarter. Now, I think Andy's lying through his teeth. I think they play a drive. But to think that the thought is they're going to play a quarter. The Bengals played a quarter. They're announcing they're going to play a quarter. And it looks and sounds like CJ, Nico, a lot of the top guys on the offense aren't going to play whatsoever.
Yeah.
I know you shouldn't compare with those two, but those are teams that not just what they've done, that they've been to Super Bowls and in the Chiefs' case won them, but it's just those are established offenses that have had years in the system, and to think that you would sit out a chance of live bullets.
Yeah, there's just a method to the madness, and I don't – the slow starts are what is driving what went on in Cincinnati last night. And then I just think the fact that you are – because how many 10-win teams, second-round playoff teams, a second-tier AFC team is kind of chirping at the heels of the top teams. How many of those guys are installing a new offense?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just – it's one of those circumstances where it just is what it is. You've got a group that needs the reps. Nobody's going to be waiting on you. This team is only going to go as far as this offense will take them. It's going to be a defensive-driven team, no doubt about it. There is no doubt. I think DeMeco Ryans wants to run the football, don't turn it over, and play defense. But when it boils down to it, this is an offensive league. There's teams are going to have success against our defense. And the Texans are going to have to go out there and win some of those big games. And odds are the big games are going to come in the playoffs. And you got to be ready to rock and roll. And I just don't think waiting and missing opportunities is the best route for the Houston Texans. Now, the difference in the two guys that you mentioned, Zach Taylor and Andy Reid, those are both offensive-minded head coaches. Now, you got DeMeco Ryans, defensive-minded head coach over here. So is he going to make – how's he going to handle that quarterback situation? Is somebody on – is Gerard Johnson or Nick Cayley over here going to go, hey, hang on, DeMeco. I know what just went down with C.J. Gardner-Johnson. I know. But, hey, man, we need these reps. Is somebody going to stand on the table and say, nah, we need to get this done. We need to adjust it. They need more time. I doubt it very seriously, right? I doubt it very seriously. So, I don't know. I just watched that Cincinnati game last night, and I thought, boy, I hope the Texans approach their first preseason game like this.
Yeah, they're not going to, Clint. I think you probably have a good idea of that. And I'm not saying anybody's right or wrong. It is, it's we got a couple of texts. Toby on YouTube says, preach it, Clint. We need work in real game situations. And then someone else texts in, Clint, it's too risky. The first game is preseason. Game two, yes. Would you rather risk losing a quarterback to injury or losing a regular season game? You know, I mean, people have, you know, different approaches, but yeah, I don't know. This team seems like it needs work in real bullets and live bullets. And
to answer the question, I would rather lose.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Who's a player trying to take advantage of every opportunity and every rep I get than to show up and be behind schedule and not be ready to play as soon as I possibly can? The be patient thing, it's a long preseason thing, it's a long season thing. We're watching the Cincinnati Bengals, who have taken it unbelievably light in the preseason. Joe Burrow, 5 years, 15 snaps, not passes, 15 snaps. What happened to them? They became a notoriously slow starting team, so they're adjusting. Like, I would rather, hey man, somebody got hurt in a preseason game than become a notoriously slow starting team. I personally would. I would take that risk.
Yeah. All right, coming up, the Astros lineup is out, as they have a huge, huge series with the Yankees. And an update on maybe some more help coming from a starting pitching perspective. We'll let you know the latest on that coming up next.
It's a panty dropper.
No one should give an F about Aaron Judge.
It's Texans Training Camp. Live from the Mokerum Injury Lawyers Studio. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, the Astros got themselves a big one that starts tonight, but this weekend is pretty big as Hunter Brown. He gets the ball tonight, still a Cy Young candidate for the Astros, 9-5 ERA, 2.47. He gets the ball tonight as they kick things off with the Yankees. Clint, Jeremy Pena, he is back in the leadoff spot after getting the last day off against the Marlins the other day. He leads off at shortstop. Jesus Sanchez, see if he can continue swinging a good bat. He's been really, really good since they made the trade. Jose Altuve, he's DHing again tonight, batting third. Carlos Correa back in that cleanup spot where Tyler wants him. Christian Walker, who's been swinging a better bat, he is batting fifth and playing first base. Yainer Diaz behind the plate. Here we go. He is catching and batting sixth. Taylor Trammell is in center field still. I guess that did work out, that Taylor Trammell. Who's going to be the one that stays up? Who is that Taylor Trammell staying up in center field?
Well, stay in power, man.
Right now, hey, staying up. Jacob Melton did hit a bomb. Him and Bryce went back-to-back the other night in Sugar Land, so they are doing well. But Taylor Trammell is in center field. Mauricio Dubon is playing second base, and then Cam Smith is in right field. That is the lineup today. And I'll be honest, again, we talked about it last week. You know, for what the Astros have been putting out and the guys they have available, I mean, this looks like a real lineup. I mean, it looks like a solid lineup, and it doesn't look like they are just completely hampered. I mean, right now, Clint, they got one space cowboy in it. Everybody else started in the majors this year.
Taylor?
Taylor Trammell.
It felt like it was eight at one point.
There would be four guys in the lineup at times there.
Eight space cowboys and Altuve.
Four guys. And now it looks like a respectable group right here. And they're going to need it. As we said earlier, this lead is down to 1.5. The Mariners are 6-1 since the trade deadline. The Astros are 2-4 in that time frame, and they've closed the gap big time. They will be hosting the Rays. 47 games to go for the Astros. They've got to start going. They've been a bit of a funk since that Dodgers series, and that finished off that great run.
We'll get all this little funk.
They were in, and now they have been struggling, to be honest, since then. And they've got to really turn it on now. We've watched any time the Mariners have gotten close. Now, I don't know if they've been under two games here lately, but anytime they've made the push to three games or two games, the Astros have been able to do something to push that lead out to from two to four or five games. Yeah. They need to do that again.
Well, it's going to be tough to do because the Mariners have a six game stretch here against the bottom two teams in the AL East, and the Astros have back to back series against two of the top three teams in that same division, and so you're playing better opponent than the Mariners are. I don't know how far that goes in the baseball world, but you know, the Astros definitely need to play better ball if they're not going to get ate up by the Mariners. That's for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree with you with this lineup though. This lineup is one that we said it, you know, a couple times. This is a lineup that looks like it should have a chance to win some games and put up some crooked numbers and win some games offensively and not put all the pressure on the pitching staff. So we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, Cam Smith is bat ninth. Many times you've needed him to be in the top five of the order, and
Cam,
it feels pretty good. The way Sanchez has played up top, the way Pena has been playing all season, it feels like you can score some runs here. By the way, Clint, we've talked about it. We saw Spencer Arrighetti get his first start the other day against the Marlins, and now he's working himself back. Clint, they've got other guys down there in Sugarland, including Christian Javier, including J.P. France down there as well, but also including Luis Garcia. And 077 had a line last night, Clint, Tyler, in Sugarland. He went four innings, zero runs,
like that.
Three hits, no walks, with seven strikeouts.
Let's go. Cha-cha your ass up to the big club, bro.
In AAA, and I'll be honest, he's the longest one removed from surgery.
Mm-hmm.
But he did have a setback that kind of shut him down a bit. But four innings, this is pretty much around where Spencer Arrighetti was before he got called up. And that is an impressive performance. Usually you don't look at as much what they're doing stat line, but I mean, you can't walk away from four innings, seven strikeouts, no walks. That means he had control, no runs, and it seemed like a dominating four innings.
He always had a pretty compact delivery, but the video that I saw, boy, it looks like a completely different
arm. It almost looks like he's shot putting.
Yeah, man, it's hard to think that he can shorten the stroke that much and still get the necessary power to pitch in the bigs, man. But it looks, again, the angle wasn't great, but it does look like it is a significantly different stroke. And so it'll be interesting to see when he gets to the big league what that thing looks like. I know it's going to look obviously the same as it is right now. I just haven't got a real good look at it. It was noticeable, though, in the video that I saw.
It was. But that's a really good good thought. Someone text in, what about Yordan? What's he going to do in tonight's game? Okay.
I don't know.
I think you know Yordan is not playing, and we'll see. Well, hopefully, we get an update on him and the other injured guys. Jake Meyer's another one. Wonder where his progress is. We've been hearing him in Houston working through it. When we saw him go down, we knew that was probably going to be a long longer situation. Him being out, so it'd be nice to see an update from him when he gets to. At least gets to a place where he gets some rehab assignments in Corpus or in Sugarland. So that'll be something we are keeping our eye on. But it'll be good to get all these guys back soon. Again, 47 games left, not a lot to get yourself ready to go as they enter this stretch run. By the way, people are texting in, Clint. Tyler, great energy in the speech. That was something that really stuck out. Great energy. We could start there.
That might have been the one positive to come out of that first draft.
Tyler Cayley.
What's Tyler that mean? Cayley, yeah, fiery baby.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, fiery.
Let's get some drinks, Nick.
Hey, they talk about Nick, man. Nick don't need no drinks, baby.
He don't need
no energy. He isn't energy.
Hey, I don't need him either. It just enhances everything.
Yeah, I don't need it either, baby. Enhance it, baby. Text line or YouTube and Twitch. Our guy Joel Hernandez. Wear a tuxedo. What is the thought of the outfit?
I mean, I think it depends on. I mean, I'm sure we'll find out for the award show, like what the go-to attire is, and we'll do our best to coordinate.
I think you got an idea what the go-to attire is for the award show.
It might be a tux.
Are you going to step out?
Oh,
I mean, it is a tux.
I mean, you've seen what I've worn to the Houston Sports Awards in the past, right?
So this is one that you're going to go and get real clean for.
I'm going,
and not like I'm going to wear a tux, but then I'm going to wear something that represents the station or something.
Oh, no, I can mix it all in, but I'm going Calvin on this thing.
Are you going to incorporate some of the H-Town blues, some of the, you know, all that kind of
stuff? Most likely.
That's a great thought.
It is a color. It looks great on me, and I love that color.
It looks great on you, huh?
I mean, not many colors don't look great on me, but yeah.
Confident fella, ain't he?
Hey, man. When you know, you know.
What's your go-to color, Ron? Peach?
Salmon.
Salmon, I'm sorry.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Want to hear some great golf storytellers? Check out Invested in the Game, an original podcast from Charles Schwab. Each episode dives into the stories of people who have poured their time, resources, and passion into the world of golf, like Sam Hahn, CEO of Lab Golf, PGA Tour player Ben Griffin, and Nick Schreiber, the visionary behind Old Barnwell Golf Club. So why is Schwab doing a golf podcast? Because their clients don't just invest in markets, they invest in their passions too. Listen at charlesschwab.com/the game or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It's got to be salmon. I'm being dead serious. It looks good on you, dude.
I'm generally probably go-to right now a little... Yeah, a little... A little black.
Black?
That's probably cool too.
Yeah. I'm wearing all black today.
I don't like to, but I generally I tend to go to black and gray.
Are you sad today or what?
No, I'm just saying when you're saying go to, when I get in, I like to tell myself, let me get some color here. Let me get it. I like a little green, I do, but generally I seem to tail towards.
I don't think I own any green.
I seem to go towards black and grays, man. I make myself try to step out.
I can't do the grays because of the.
But I do like pits. I do like a little salmon. I do, but I don't know, man. I tend to go right to it.
You get that salmon in that tie, man.
Yeah, get that. Oh yeah, I got yeah. That's I'm more likely to let it hit on the inside. I'm not taking a big shot. I'm not going big orange or a big salmon on the outside like some people might go get a peach jacket. That's just not me. Not me. I don't know that I have that level of confidence to pull that off all the time.
You don't have the level of confidence?
Pull that off. I don't, man. I mean, I'm telling you, stop. I'm the guy that says.
Maybe there's a reason, but don't piss in my Cheerios and tell me it's milk.
I just don't. I mean, I guess when I get to that, I get to a point, I look at it and I say I'm allergic. The allergic portion of it comes out. I'm allergic. Coming up, you'll hear what D'Amico Ryan's, a head coach, what he's looking for out of the first preseason game, and then we will tell you what we are looking for out of the first preseason game against the Vikings. We'll do that coming up.
Next. It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Mokerum Injury Lawyers Studio. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back, folks. As I return here, I feel like we got some news, Tyler.
We got some news.
We got some news from Shams. Shams Charania, who is now the, I can't, what do we call it? Shams bomb?
I don't know. Shams bomb?
Trying to.
Shams bomb.
By the way, there's some more. We got to get into a conversation about him. I put it down, and maybe one day we'll have a conversation, because in another interview, he was talking about work-life balance. It was him, Adam Schefter, and I can't remember another Jeff Passan. A man said, yeah, man, it's a tough job, man. I've had to walk out on countless dates. Just get up and leave dates to walk out. I said, damn.
Committed, man.
Yeah, I guess so.
I bet you they call back. I bet you turned them on.
You could tell for the ladies, he ain't a bad looker. Shams ain't. He's TV, serious about that hair.
He got a shtick on TV every night.
Oh, yes.
Hey, I gotta leave his date, baby. Sorry. Hey, put that bill right here. Boom, boom. Hey, I'll hit you up about. I'll be through about 11:30 midnight. I'll hit you up.
Yeah, he gets a little recoil action. What you got? What's the.
Perk them ears up, Rockets fans. We are right on the precipice of this NFL season and Texans full swing. But Rockets fans, big news from Shams, however you want to call him, Shambom. Opening night of the 2025-2026 NBA season on NBC is going to be October 21st. By the way, fellas, that's the night of the award show in which we're going to win Sports Station of the Year. And opening night on NBC, you're going to see your Houston Rockets taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder at their place. So that's pretty neat.
Look, guys, many people were, you remember before they got Durant? We don't want to hear from that Durant. You know what else happens when you get Durant? Not this. Listen, I'm telling you right now, folks. I'm going to be honest with you. The Rockets are one of the best. Last year, one of the best young, fun teams to watch. And they really took a big step getting to the 2 seed. But the reason that you get on television and you are selected to be on opening night, because, Tyler, you know the other game that's on opening night?
Warriors-Lakers. Warriors-Lakers.
Yes. That it is. Why?
It's good company.
Kevin Durant. You bring in Kevin Durant.
We know why
you're
excited.
You got a young team. You've got the MVP. And then there is LeBron, Luka, Steph. They want to.
Skinny Luka.
This is on NBC, right?
Yep, yes, this is NBC, October 21st.
NBC, this is their first relaunch. This is them stepping back in as they've taken over from Turner. And who do they say? They got to pick the pick of the litter, right? Who do we want? They said we want the potential Western Conference final that has the star power of SGA and Kevin Durant.
I'm so high on the Rockets.
Of course, Steph and LeBron with Luka and that crew, and you have gotten. I'm telling you right now, if you ain't make that trade, if Jalen Green was still running around here and you were still trying to get him to reach his potential, your ass be playing the Kings.
Be playing the Kings on that.
Either on Space Home, or you be playing the Kings over there on Amazon, starting theirs.
Yeah, look, this is big, man.
There's going to expect a lot of this.
Yeah, I'm super excited about the Rockets season. As excited as I've been in a long, long time, man. This is on the heels of the Astros bringing back Correa. I don't know what the season's going to end with, but just the fun, the level of entertainment value that I pull out of watching the Astros right now, above and beyond just being a fan. Now the Rockets are getting this kind of treatment with Durant in town. And the Texans start right around the corner. Yeah, man, this is a good time to be in the city rooting for these teams. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, I got this Mike Tirico. I forgot who their team is. I know Mike Tirico is going to be the lead broadcaster for NBC, the top for basketball. I couldn't remember who. Oh, Reggie. I think it's going to be him and Reggie Miller. You probably won't get them. I bet you they're in L.A. or wherever that game is. Between LA and the Warriors, but still it'll be a big signs. Big signs showing that the Rockets are going to be in a lot of primetime games. Yeah. Like right now, you can book it. When's the last time the Rockets have played a Christmas Day game? Probably James Harden years.
Yeah.
Gotta be James Harden years. You can book it. They're gonna be on Christmas Day. They're gonna be on Christmas Day. They're gonna be on all of the major, if MLK Day, all of the major days on the NBA schedule, let alone just prime time, a lot of the Sunday games on ABC or NBC, I think, is going to have some too. They're going to be on them.
Last Christmas Day game for the Houston Rockets was 2019.
Hell. I don't even know if I was here yet at that point.
Astros only had one World Series trophy at that point.
Depending on that month. Yeah, man, that's great news to hear. They are going to be on opening night. By the way, they will have to watch those guys get those rings and that banner go up. By the way,
that just has that little taste of what you're shooting for.
Just like the mother station's going to watch us win number one on October 21st as well.
There you go, right in their faces. I wonder what kind of reception Kevin gets at OKC. Wonder if they're over that. Last time it was cupcakes. That first time he returned, that's him, cupcakes right there. It'll be good to see that come up. All right, the Texans, they play their first preseason game, and it does look like we may not see a lot of the starters, but D'Amico Ryans, the head coach, said this in regards to what he wants to see coming out of the first preseason game from his team.
On Saturday, we play the Vikings. What I want to see is our guys just go out and see who can go play when the lights are on. Like, guys do it sometimes in practice and the lights come on. Sometimes you see guys show up even better in the game, and some guys don't show up as well. So I just want to see who shows up when it's game time. I've seen them practice now for several weeks, and I'm pretty sure I know what guys are capable of doing, but sometimes you always have those guys who surprise you in preseason game, and that's the exciting part about preseason, seeing those young guys shine bright when they get their moment. So I'm looking for guys to go out and have fun, execute, but most importantly, like, just play for each other and finish the game the right way.
Yeah, that sounds exactly what you would think D'Amico would say to the media about what he's looking for. I'm certain there are probably other more specific things that he's looking for that, of course, he would keep to himself. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. I see you, Toby, Cornbread, Kick Rocks, Frank, Magic, all of you all. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, I see you, Joel, as well on Twitch. What are you looking for? If that's what D'Amico's looking for, what are you looking for out of the first preseason game?
Man, well, I mean, I tell you what, Ron, there's a lot. Even if the starters, the stars, let's call it that, not starters, the stars don't play, I think you got to start on the offensive side of the ball, and I think it starts up front with the offensive line. And I'll go with just the overall unit of like the ability to handle a TE twist. The ability to not get the pocket collapsed, really from the inside more so than the outside. So I think it starts with the overall offensive line. And then when you move to individual players, I think Ariante Ursary and Blake Fisher, I think that right tackle competition, and I know Ariante will probably play left and Blake will probably play right, but those two guys and how they work and how they look versus a Minnesota defense is pretty damn good off the edge. I think it's got to start there with the O-line and those two guys in particular.
How many O-linemen do you think won't play? Because that's, to me, I've got that in my notes. Offensive line. That's the number one thing. But it may be pointless if they treat everybody like starters and they sit them. How many guys you think up front will actually play in the game?
The only one that has a chance of not playing is Titus Howard for me.
Yeah. And then you also got to remember Cam is down. So does that mean Titus still may get, they may run with Titus to get some reps just because, you know, Cam is down.
Yeah, it depends on what they, you know, like you said before, I would play the starters. I'd play all of them. But if they do decide to sit CJ and Nico and Chubb, and which Chubb's been injured for the last couple of days, so he'll sit any way it goes. But, you know, then I think Titus sits as well.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Titus does, but I will personally have a real issue if Ursary sits, if Tomlinson sits, if either of the centers, yeah, Patterson or Andrews sits.
Yeah.
I'll have an issue, yeah, with that. Those guys definitely need up front to get some, like, for me, I'm pushing and hopeful that Titus does play. Even without CJ, I think, as you said, they've got to go in there and be presented with potential blitz pickups, potential stunts, and just playing together. I understand the injury risk with some of those guys. You don't want to lose Titus. But for me, that is the number one with a bullet thing that I'm looking at.
Yeah, I tell you, I got a couple of guys that I think could really, I think, move the needle from a roster perspective that I think are going to get a lot of run. Like, you remember correctly last year, Kalen Bullock, the way he played, hell, he played in the Hall of Fame game, right? I think on that side of the football, for me, there's one guy. I've mentioned him a million times. I think Jalen Smith, the third-round corner out of USC, he's got a chance to play a lot, and he's got a chance to, if he can play well and hold up and have like a Kalen Bullock type preseason, he could really help this team in a sense of how they make up for C.J. Gardner-Johnson being gone. How do you actually use Kamari Lassiter inside versus out? What does your overall cornerback room look like? Is it healthy or is it really thin beyond the starting two corners? So I think him on the defensive side of the football, Ron. And then offensively, I got two guys, Jalen Noel and Woody Marks. I think those two guys right there, another third-round pick and a fourth-round pick. I think those two guys right there are going to get a lot of run, and I think if they play well, it'll go a long way towards what that position room looks like once this roster's cut down to 53.
Yeah, because them dudes going to get a lot of run, Clint.
Yeah.
Because the top three backs aren't playing,
yeah,
right? You would think. For me also, any receiver not named Nico and Kirk and Christian Kirk,
yeah,
those guys – and I know Davis Mills is going to be throwing the ball to him, but I still want to see. Do you remember that first year we were seeing Tank Dell in training camp look good, yeah, and then he walked out there with Davis Mills, and he showed it also in that first yeah, preseason game. I do, because Xavier Hutchinson is coming on this week, but you want to see what Higgins does, Noel, yeah, does.
Well, it's interesting, Ron, because offensively – you know, this team has some lofty goals, right, and should have lofty goals given what the last 2 years have looked like. Offensively, if you sit the stars, it's Nico and CJ and Dalton and Nick Chubb and Joe Mixon, obviously. Everybody else is going to play, and maybe Titus, but everybody else is going to play, and everybody that plays, it is – I mean, you're 10 or 11 guys deep that could impact this. Cade Stover could be huge for this team this year, I'd imagine he's going to get quite a bit of run.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so I mean, there's a lot of guys that are going to get a lot of run that could end up playing a significant amount of snaps this year offensively for this team, and It's going to be a big week. Big preseason, man, for the Texans. Much bigger than what you would think.
All right, coming up, we'll get you ready as the Astros have a huge series. How big is this series against the Yankees? I think it's really, really big. Almost as close as you can get to a must-win regular season series, I think that's where the Astros are. We'll get you updated on two things happening in the secondary with C.J. Gardner-Johnson and Jimmy Ward for the Texans. Anthony Richardson, we talked about him at the end of the show yesterday. Well, he only lasted four snaps before he got injured. And there is more additional news to the news that Tyler broke about the Rockets. We'll let you know all of that coming up next.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.